The MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Louise Reiner. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and noted writer of many Broadway and Hollywood musical hits, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. This is a story of the stars who shine on the white ways of the world. Perhaps you will remember the MGM movie some years back entitled Dramatic School. It starred that highly individual talent, Louise Reiner. And in the next hour, Miss Reiner, in person, will recreate for the MGM Theater of the Air her erstwhile role of Louise Mauban. In a moment now, the curtain will rise on Louise Reiner with Martin Gable in Dramatic School, as presented on the MGM Theater of the Air. The story of dramatic art and temperament, the story of embryo talent, the story of dreams, a calling where the rewards are more than mundane. Perhaps this one will be another Ellen Terry, and from her Shakespearean tower in London, shed light on the world. Perhaps a Julia Marlowe, a Sarah Bernhardt, New York, Paris. Well, we are telling a story, the story of Louise Mauban, when she was one student among many students at the Dramatic School of the National Theatre.
Lord, young ladies, gentlemen, if you please, you understand the assignment.
Yes, ma'am.
You will work on this problem in pantomime. Prepare it for class tomorrow.
She wants her time in class and every spare minute outside, too.
Flory, darling, she'll hear you.
And remember, as you do it, you are weak, you are tormented, you are coming from prison. Louise Mauban.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, Madame Charlotte.
You know so much about acting, you can dream in class.
I was not dreaming, Madame Charlotte.
That is too bad. One hoped your sleep would be pleasant for you if your schoolwork is not.
I was not sleeping. I'm tired, I'm sorry. But I was not sleeping.
What is the pantomime assignment for tomorrow, Louise?
The pantomime assignment?
You see? You see, you were dreaming.
No, madame, I was not. The assignment is to be Marie Antoinette, ascending the scaffold, to be weak as she was, tormented, coming from prison to die. I'm anxious to do this. I remember reading what Sarah Bernhardt said
you
about...
You worry less about what Sarah Bernhardt said and more about what Madame Charlotte says, and you may one day become a little bit of an actress. Young ladies and gentlemen, that is all.
Flurry, come on. Let's see what her story is this time.
Well, Nana, I have no time for teasing Louise. Buna is calling a special rehearsal at the chorus.
Darling, you didn't tell me. I'll see you tonight, then.
Well, no.
No?
Nana, I won't be able to meet you after the show tonight. I'm sorry. I've got to rehearse then, too.
Rehearse? Flory, did they give you that bit part?
Yes. I'll tell you how it works out tomorrow.
Wonderful, darling. I'm as proud as anything. Well, greatest who ever lived.
What? Oh, hello, Nana.
Why do you call her that, Nana?
Greatest who ever lived? Why do you, Nana?
Because she thinks she is. Don't you?
Now you're teasing me again. I learned not ever to take you seriously.
Louise, wait. We'll walk with you.
We want to know how you're going to do it.
I'm going to do what?
Prepare tomorrow's assignment tonight.
Why, sure will.
But will you have time with the way you go out every evening?
I go out every evening?
You told us you did, dear.
Well, so I do.
You must. Turning up for class so tired you fall asleep in the middle of Madame's lectures.
Who is it tonight, Louise? The President of the Republic?
Her uncle is in town. He just returned from the court of Siam.
Honestly, Louise, where do you really go every night?
Every night I... Wouldn't you all like to know? And it was terrible, Annette. Madame was so angry with me.
And why not? To fall asleep right under her nose.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I was so tired.
Well, what do you expect all day in that dramatic school and all night in this squirrel cage of a gas meter factory?
Tomorrow, I must be Marie Antoinette. The drums will roll. The great guillotine knife will gleam in the sunlight. I bend my head.
Say, what's happening?
And that is true, or it will be true.
But yes. Please.
What? What has happened? The machinery stopped.
Look, there in the doorway. Do you see what I see?
It is... Why, it's the owner.
Monsieur Dumont in person. But look who's with him.
A man. A handsome gentleman. And a lady.
I should think. They're coming this way, Louise. It's Gina Berthier.
Yes.
A great star.
Well, she's a showgirl.
Oh, indeed. Well, be superior, Madame Bernhardt Duser. Get a load of those dripping sables and that bracelet.
Good evening.
Necklace.
My friends wish to see the prize.
André, darling, do you see the possibilities? Why, the stage set, ready made.
That's the Marquis Davenport with her. He looks very nice.
Well, we must tell Boulin, André. Now, do you see it, darling? My next show. Your next show, produced by Boulin, starring Gina Berthier.
If you wish it, my dear, you shall have it, of course.
Of course, it won't be a gas meter factory.
But to be sure...
An ammunition plant. That's it, André. Girls moving like robots. A titanic conveyor. Giant shells passing on the belt.
The shells open.
Darling, don't steal my idea. The shells open. A girl steps out of each one.
And in the center, Gina Berthier, waving a flag, perhaps.
Oh, André, that's a wonderful idea. Now, be honest, Monsieur Dumont, can't you see it all?
Who did you say he was?
The Marquis d'Abancourt. Don't you read the papers?
In love with Gina Berthier?
Oh, temporarily. Uh-oh.
What is it?
They're coming back.
There's 75,000, that's what it's worth. Emeralds and diamonds for the platinum class. I was wearing it when I came in.
Gina, let's not have a scene. It isn't worth it.
Isn't it? 75,000 francs is nothing.
Yes, it is.
Not here. I was standing right
Yes,
here.
Yes, indeed. Girls, Mademoiselle Berthier has lost a bracelet in this room. Has anyone seen it?
I was standing behind this girl.
You. Did you see the bracelet?
No, I didn't.
Well, I had it here. I felt it on my arm. When I walked away, it was gone.
Gina, the girl has said she's not seen it.
Yeah, so she said.
She'll have to be searched. I should call the forewoman.
If you try to search this girl, I'll...
Mademoiselle, calm yourself. Nobody's going to be searched.
Oh!
Now what, Gina?
Oh, here it is. Why, I was caught on the hook of one of my sables. I had it all the time.
I did.
Mademoiselle, please, will you accept our sincere apologies? We're really sorry to have troubled you.
Yes, of course I didn't accuse you. Now, don't be angry, please.
I'm not angry.
It's just that the bracelet is so valuable. Oh, but I hate it now. Here, you take it. I want you to have it.
Thank you. I don't wear jewelry.
You?
Louise, are you mad?
Come along, Gina. I think we have no further business here.
Well, I'm sure we haven't, darling. And I want to see Boulin as soon as possible.
You must be Bob. You are Barney. Well, there go the conveyors, and we go back to slavery. Do you know how long we could live on 75,000 francs? Forever. And let me tell you something else.
Oh, now, don't talk to me.
Why not?
I want to memorize. The drums roll. The great guillotine knife gleams in the sunlight. I bend my head. I am Marie Antoinette.
Glory,
How was it last night? Did you get the part?
I'll talk to you later, madam.
No, no, no. Louise, it is not right. A thousand times, no, it is not right.
I'm sorry, Madame Charlotte. I will try again.
You will, if you please, take your seat. We shall leave this exercise and pantomime and take up the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Sleepy again this morning, great one.
I did work. I worked hard.
It is important, young ladies and gentlemen, to understand from the first that the balcony scene of Romeo and Juliet is more than just a love scene. It is for the world the love scene, the perfect expression of young
Yuri.
Love.
Will you be quiet,
Therefore,
Nana?
Therefore, the audience, which knows the scene well,
look at Louise.
Demands of the actors.
She's dozing.
The perfect portrayal
what?
Of youthful passion. Now, I will read for you Juliet as I played her in the National Theatre. I first played Juliet when I was... Louise. Louise Maubert.
Yes.
Forgive me. Do I actually bore you so much?
No, madame, no. It's just that
it's just that you're tired out, is that it?
Yes, madame.
Burning the candle at both ends. Spending your nights wastefully because you already know all there is to know about acting.
Oh, no, madame. Please, please, believe me.
When you took your entrance examinations, I voted against you. I knew then that what others took for talent and personality was nothing but conceit.
Madame Charlotte.
A stubborn, sullen arrogance. Oh. So be it then. Spend your time in class getting what you obviously need most. Your beauty sleep.
It happened this morning, Louise. She's already forgotten.
Oh, no, she has not, Fleury.
Well, don't take it so to heart.
Oh, she's right to be angry. I'm a student, sleeping while Charlotte speaks of acting. Why I came to the school because of her, to study with the famous Charlotte.
Fleury, I've been looking for you.
And you've found me just as I was about to run, Nana.
Darling, what is it? Why are you avoiding me?
Well, that's ridiculous. I'm just late for the theater.
Fleury!
Nana!
Nana, darling.
Huh?
Oh, hello, Simone.
Hello, Simone. Now, that's a fine greeting for the school's outstanding graduate, I must say.
Dancing in the chorus of a Boulin show hardly qualifies anyone as an outstanding graduate of the school, Simone.
So we're in a pet, are we? Wasn't that Fleury Wimois who just left here?
Yes.
He's in the chorus, too.
Yes.
Well, if you've got any ideas about Fleury, darling, forget them. He's wrapped and crated.
What?
Watch him and Gina Berthier, and you know what I mean.
Fleury? And Gina Betty?
In the second act, Gina has to kiss a man in the chorus.
I don't believe it. Not Fleury.
Gina used to pick any one of the boys. Some nights one, some nights another. Then Fleury got a job in the chorus, and boom, every night the same man. Fleury. We even take bets on how long the kiss will last.
Not Fleury.
No, no.
Oh, go away.
I was sitting right here. I couldn't help listening. Nana, I'm sorry.
For what? For what, great one?
You love him.
Fleury? The chorus Romeo. Don't be an idiot.
I only meant... I only wanted to...
Mardo! Yvonne, Robbie, Pascal! Pascal, come here, all of you!
What is it?
We must do something about Louise.
Huh?
We must.
Well, excuse me, please.
You all know how she's forever making up stories about herself.
Oh,
well, now she's making up stories about me. And that boy, what's his name? Fleury. And I say we must do something to stop Louise from telling such lies.
Lies? I have not lied. Never.
Darling, what about the time you met the great opera star?
And your wonderful evening with Count What's-His-Name.
Who are you she-wolves ganging up on this time?
You don't know her, Simone.
Come on, Louise. Tell us about your secret life.
Make it real good, darling. Get all the lying out of your system.
For instance, where were you last night?
Last night? I was in a factory.
Oh, in a factory?
What kind of a factory?
A gas meter factory. We went there on a sort of lark.
We? Who's we?
some friends, and André.
André? André who?
The Marquis d'Avancourt.
The Marquis d'Avancourt?
Yes. Sounds strange to hear his title. To me, he's simply André.
But everyone says that he and Gina Berthier. I mean,
well, it's common gossip after all.
Gina Berthier? Oh, André encourages that talk about Gina. It helps keep our secret.
Louise, you're not making this up.
I was with Marquis d'Avancourt last evening. That is the truth. I have to keep our love secret because of my Aunt Annette. André insists on giving things to me. Furs and evening gowns.
And jewels.
I hate jewels. I don't accept them. My aunt is very old-fashioned. She would never understand about André and me, never.
I wonder if Gina Berthier will.
What?
Simona's in the same show with Gina. Wait till she tells her about... Simone!
Simone,
where'd you go? Simone!
She's gone. Why, she can't have... If she... Where could she have gone?
I don't know. But I'll bet I can guess. Can't you, Louise, dear?
This girl, what's her name, Simone?
I can't tell you that, Fleury.
But you have this from her direct?
Direct. He's using Gina to cover up for them.
And Gina believes he loves her. She thinks he needs her. That stood between Gina and me all along, but it won't anymore.
Fleury, for heaven's sakes, don't do anything foolish.
I'm glad I found you here, Marquis.
So? Why exactly, if I may ask?
Fleury, what is it? What's the matter?
Gina, he's deceiving you. What? There's another girl. He gives her gowns and furs.
André, is this true?
My dear, who's your melodramatic young friend?
Never mind who I am. We love each other.
Answer my question. Is there another girl?
Don't you think there are some questions you should answer, Gina?
I don't know,
please. Explanations are dull, and I'm really not at all curious.
Well, André, wait. André!
Your name, my dear, from now on is Fleury. Good night.
That's Fleury. He's fired. Fired. Oh, that does not bring André back.
I can bring him back, Monsieur Boulin.
What? You can bring... Don't be ridiculous. The Marquis d'Avancourt and the chorus girl? Go away.
I know who can bring him back.
God, jokes. Boulin is ruined and people make... Huh? What's that you say?
I know who can bring the Marquis d'Avancourt back into the theater.
A woman.
But of course.
And you know her? What is your name, my dear? I've noticed you in the chorus line. What is it again?
Simone.
Ah, Simone, yes. You know this friend of the Marquis, Simone?
Oh, yes.
My dear, sit down. No. This chair. It's more comfortable. Now, my dear, well, who is she?
The Dramatic School of the National Theater. So this is where you go to school.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful, Annette?
This hall's drafty.
Why, I can't take you anywhere else than the hall. But look at the statues. Then it's not drafty.
Marble, that makes it worse.
Look, this is Duse, the wonderful Duse. You know her, Annette. You've heard me speak of her.
The phone, Louise.
And here, this one is Bernard.
Louise!
Oh, isn't it almost as though she'd speak? Isn't it? Sometimes I stand in front of her here, and she does speak. She does
Louise,
speak to
the
me.
Phone is ringing.
What? Oh, the phone. Oh, it's for one of the students.
Cold floors and cold halls and cold statues that builds this fire in her. Well, Madame Chalas should come along now. Oh, my dear, are you a student? I am, but not of make-believe living, you are high and mighty. That would set her back. Matter with
the
you?
Phone, the call, Annette, it was for me. I talked with Monsieur Boulard, Annette, personally, by telephone. He said he asked for me. He wants to see me.
Boulard?
Yes.
The great Boulard?
Yes.
Called here and asked for you to
yes.
Come back?
Yes.
As Louise said, something wonderful is going to happen. How wonderful remains to be seen. To be seen in just a moment. Now, Act Two of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Louise Reiner with Martin Gable. Louise Mauban does not exactly lie or deliberately invent. She lives in dreams, in dramatic situations. In her dreams, everything she says has reality. The trouble starts when people who are not living in her same dream would take what she says seriously. The great producer Boulin believes the fiction that Louise is loved by the rich theater patron André Davancourt. In Boulin's office, a breathlessly excited Louise sees her dream coming into a reality and doesn't quite find the catch in it.
So, there it is, Mademoiselle Mauban. You choose your first starring part, anything you like, and Boulin will give Paris a new great tragedienne. Or, if you like, comedian. Well, mademoiselle, you say nothing.
Why, Monsieur Boulin, I...
Well, you must not waste any time, however, my dear. The season advances. The play must be chosen at once.
Monsieur, are you making fun of me?
My dear child, we open in 4 weeks. Does that sound like a joke to you?
But I can't believe it.
Edouard Boulin presents Louise Mauban. Ah, how will that look in lights on a marquee, eh?
Oh, Monsieur Boulin, why, this is the happiest day of my life. It's... Monsieur, why, how can I ever repay you?
A great performance is all I ask, my dear.
I'll try.
There is one small favor you can do for me.
Yes. What can I do?
You're acquainted with the Marquis d'Avancourt, aren't you, my dear?
The Marquis? Oh, yes.
A great patron of the arts, André. Do this for me, for us, mademoiselle. Tell André about our plans. Yes?
Yes. I'll try, monsieur.
Splendid. You speak to André, and I'll have your contract drawn up for, shall we say, tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yes.
And in that case, telephone me tonight. Hmm? That is, ask André to telephone me. Either of you, it doesn't matter.
Yes. I'll telephone you tonight. Thank you, monsieur. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And my best regards to André.
Nana.
Yes, what?
You're very beautiful, very glamorous. I love you very much.
Thank you, darling. George, who is that man?
Huh? Who?
He just came in. Tell him this way.
Oh, that's a friend of mine, André Davancourt.
Ask him to join us.
Your tone is peremptory. One would think you were a duchess.
George.
And I obey as if you were a queen. I wonder why. André.
Hello, George.
Nana, this is the Marquis d'Abencourt, Mademoiselle LeBlanc, André.
How do you do, mademoiselle? Jacques, Perno.
I think we have a mutual friend, monsieur.
Have we really?
Louise Mauban.
No, I don't think I know her.
Monsieur? Louise Mauban, a student at the dramatic school.
No. Sorry.
Forgive me. Monsieur, you're quite sure.
Well, you heard André, Nana. He distinctly said he didn't...
Yes, I heard what he said. I heard.
You smile, mademoiselle. What's the joke?
No joke, monsieur.
Look at her, sir. She has a secret. Make her tell us.
I can't make her do anything, André. Nana, if there is a joke, share it with us.
I'm sorry it's a joke I can't share. Because it concerns someone else. Someone neither of you knows. Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello, Monsieur Boulin. I said I would call tonight. No. The Marquis says no. Well, he has decided. I understand. I'm sorry, too.
Tell you, she made it all up. The Marquis never even heard of Louise Maubin.
But that's impossible. Not Louise herself.
I don't care what Louise herself said. I heard what the Marquis himself said, and that I believe.
But think of her daring to lie to us like that. Just wait till she gets here this morning.
We'll make her confess this time.
Oh, no. No, you're not to say anything.
No?
I have something better for her.
Oh, Nana, what?
It's all arranged. We're going to have a party. Georges Mounier has asked us all to dinner tomorrow night.
Georges Mounier, the jeweler?
Is he the new one, Nana?
The dinner's to be at our Menonville. And the Marquis will be there to welcome his darling Louise in person.
Oh, Nana, it's priceless.
Can't you just see her face when he walks in?
Yes. But suppose she won't come.
She'll come. Now, understand. Not a word about the Marquis being
no,
there.
No, not a word.
Quiet down, guys. Here she comes.
No wise looks from any of you now. Let's show her for once that we can act, too. Then I'll expect you all tomorrow night.
Oh. Hello, Louise.
Morning, Nana.
Hello, Louise.
Morning, Yvonne and Mado.
I hope you'll come, too, Louise.
Well?
Nana's having a dinner party tomorrow night, Louise.
At Amenonville. It's my birthday. I wish you'd come.
Oh, I'd like to very much. But I have an engagement tomorrow night.
With the Marquis?
Yes.
Well, bring him along, Louise.
Oh, yes. Bring him with you.
Please do, Louise.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do that.
Oh, now, come on, Louise. Well, we all want to meet him.
No, no, don't beg her. Louise doesn't want to come because it's my birthday.
Oh, no, Nana, no. You mustn't think that.
What else can I think?
But it isn't true. I'd like very much to help you celebrate your birthday. Really, Nana, I would.
Will you come, then?
All right. I'll come. Thank you, Nana.
Oh, good. Now the party's bound to be a success.
It's bound to be.
Well, Rolf, your Nana seems brilliantly happy tonight.
One never knows with Nana, André. One gives her a birthday party.
And she turns it into a surprise party.
It will you is the surprise. I'll tell you something, André. I'm disappointed in you.
What would you have me do? Let that girl go on telling wild stories about herself and me?
Well, you've already been the hero of many colorful stories, André.
But this girl I don't even know.
Well, you might have seen her alone.
Oh, no. She had an audience for her lies. She must have had an audience for her unmasking. You must take the consequences.
Shall we go over and face her with them now?
Presently, presently. Thought just occurred to me.
Yeah?
About facing the consequences. It'll be a sad day for us, for all of us, when we must face the consequences for everything we've done. Won't it, Georges?
Oh, right.
One might say Paris will be no longer Paris when that happens.
One might indeed.
Well, we must get on with it.
Come along, then.
Wait, must you be in such an infernal rush? Let me think a moment. Let me think.
Oh, I suppose there's nothing we can do but regret it.
I knew you would all be disappointed, Nana.
We build up our hopes to meet the Marquis, then he's unable to come with.
Well, I begged him, I coaxed him, but it just was for nothing. When André's stubborn, he's very stubborn. He just dislikes sharing me with anyone else. That's all.
Oh, that's all.
But there will be another time.
Let's drink to that. Pierre, champagne for Louise, Mado, all of us.
We must each make a wish on it, Nana.
Of course. Louise shall be first.
Oh, I wish to be an actress. A great actress that can give and show emotion and help people to understand others.
And André, don't you wish he were here?
Yes, I do. I wish he were with me now. May we be together always and happy in our love.
That is a perfect wish, Louise.
You.
Dear Le Marquis.
I propose a toast. to Louise, and to everything she wished for.
Bravo.
Oh, André, Paris is still Paris.
But forever, Charles.
But, Monsieur le Marquis...
Forgive me, Nana, we turned the tables on you. But I knew you had the humor to enjoy it.
But you said...
My dear, I played along with you. It was all a joke, was it not?
Oh, really?
Perfectly simple. Ah, there's Louise. Louise!
Monsieur. Oh, monsieur,
You've saved this dance for me, I know. Come, relax in my arms. Every eye's on you. Ah, that's much better.
Oh, monsieur, what can I say? Why did you save me?
I came here to stop a girl I've never met from telling everyone we were in love. Then I saw you.
Oh, if I could explain, but I cannot.
You're very beautiful, Louise. Do you know that?
Oh, monsieur.
You better call me André. Very beautiful. It intrigues me, it flatters me.
What?
The notion of our great love. As though a rare treasure had been discovered without warning, without expectation, without the effort of finding it. A rare treasure. It intrigues me very much. The Seine by moonlight. The old, old river traffic. Suddenly, magically fresh. You make old Paris young for me. Do you know that, Louise?
Paris is always young, André.
Well, then let us say you've polished it to a bright, shining newness for me. In a week of seeing it through your eyes.
I'm glad.
And happy.
Yes.
I want you to be happy, Louise. I want to see to it that you're happy always. Like the little chocolate cake?
And the candle. It's charming, André.
One candle, 1 month.
1 month. And already the factory is only memory. My life has changed so completely. I've all my time, all my thoughts for the school and for my work.
And for André?
But of course.
Who adores you?
And who is adored. Who is very, very adored, darling. Why do we stop here, André?
For my answer.
Answer?
When do we get married, Louise?
Oh, soon, darling.
You have 7 choices of a day.
So many? 7?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, André.
A young lady should be able to decide among so generous a list. I don't move from this spot until she does decide.
André, she will. Only be a little patient with her, please. Just a little longer, please, darling.
Well, my last resort was to bully you, and it didn't work. Very well, my sweet. Patient it is.
Annette, don't be silly.
Silly? It's enough to make anyone silly. I'm just scared we'll both wake up and find none of it's true.
Why, now you are silly and foolish. You're so happy, André and I. Every day is more beautiful.
Louise, you ought... Oh, I don't know what to do with you, I swear. You don't live in this world at all. Just because a man is crazy to marry a girl doesn't mean that he's going to wait forever.
Why, 2 months is not forever, Annette.
To André, it's beginning to seem so.
André loves me. He knows how I feel. He understands. My work is important to me and part of me. And he's made me the happiest girl in the whole world.
And that's... scares me, Louise.
I can study now. I'm never tired anymore. I have new confidence in myself. And I have love. Oh. And André has said he understands. He said he will be patient. And so he will be. You see how... Oh, why is it time? You didn't tell me it was so late. Oh, I must dress, Annette.
Where do you go tonight?
To the Tavern, the nightclub. A new dancer is there, Brasiliana. André has heard she's wonderful. Hurry, Annette. Hurry, come on, help me. We mustn't keep him waiting.
Mm-hmm.
very fascinating.
And you, Mirazin?
Oh, yes, Monsieur Boulin. She is fascinating, your Brasiliana.
Standing there in that spotlight. Only a black panther moves like that.
I'm having a party for her later at my place. Why don't you join us?
We'll do that. That is, if you'd like to go, Louise.
It will be so late, André. I hate to say no, but we've been out every night this week.
And tomorrow is a school day. Sorry, Boulin.
Oh, but you must meet her anyhow. Come along.
Come along where? Hello, André. Ah. Louise.
Rose, hello. And the lovely Nana.
André, Louise.
Hello, Nana.
Come along now. I'll take you both backstage to meet her.
You'll excuse us?
Of course, darling.
Nana?
Oh, run along by all means. The hearts are being worn on the sleeve this season.
What?
You should have seen your face when André walked off. It would really be too bad to lose him, wouldn't it?
André and I love each other. We are going to be married.
But you'll forgive me if I don't order my dress for the wedding just yet. Styles change completely every 5 years.
Nana, don't joke about love.
Isn't it a joke?
Just because you don't know what it is to love someone who loves you, you won't believe anyone is truly happy because you are so... You're so miserable.
Am I? When you take the fall you're riding for, I hope I'm there to see it. I pray I'm there to see it.
Oh, Nana. Wait. Oh, wait.
Louise.
André, I didn't see you come back. Darling, I've hurt Nana, and I didn't mean
Louise,
to.
Louise, I'm afraid I must go to Boulin's party. After all, he's an old friend.
And Brasiliana will be there.
I can't disappoint Boulin, that's all. I'll take you home first.
Don't bother, please. I can go home by myself.
Louise, wait a moment.
Good night. I hope you have a delightful time. Yes?
I've been reading in bed. Louise, I've discovered Hamlet.
Oh. Have you, Annette?
I've even been crying a little. Louise, it's beautiful.
Yes?
This part here, where is it? Yes. Where Hamlet says to Ophelia, I did love you once. And Ophelia says...
Indeed, my lord. You made me believe so.
That's it, I think. Louise, what's the matter?
Oh, you did make me believe so.
Louise!
I believed him. Oh, Annette. I had everything. And I lost it. Lost it. I know.
The world Louise had may be lost, paradise lost, but a new paradise may be found by that very gambit. We'll see whether this is true in Louise's case. Of Dramatic School, the MGM Theater of the Air presentation starring Louise Reiner with Martin Gable. Intimate problems of individual lives go on often untouched by crises, revolutions, world events. A lover's quarrel, when you are in love, means everything. And Louise and André have quarreled. An exotic dancer can disquiet many a self-possessed man, even one like André. Happiness can crumble like the castle of cards, and Louise sighs deeply. Yet the sun rises as usual, the city wakes as usual, and the class of Madame Charlotte at the Dramatic School goes about its work on schedule, scarcely noting the absence of Louise Maubin.
Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou wilt not, Be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
Tis but thy name that is mine. What's in a name?
No, 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 no. Stop. What is wrong with all of you today? Can't you feel anything at all? I have instructed you in the roles. I have played Juliet for you. I have repeated and repeated. Well, our late arrival, Mademoiselle Maubert.
Madame Charlotte, I'm terribly sorry. I apologize. But last night I didn't feel very well.
And this morning you arrived late to disrupt the work of those who take their studies seriously.
Oh, madam.
Louise Mavar, the dramatic school is no place for you. I warned you several times before. Tomorrow at the faculty meeting, I will demand that you be expelled from the school at once.
Oh, there.
That is all for today. I have a headache.
Madame Charlotte. I must speak with you. Madame, if you please.
What do you want? Why do you follow me? It's of no use to start begging.
I didn't follow you to beg. I know that you... That would be useless. You have always disliked me.
Why, how dare you?
I don't know why. They say sometimes the older generation resents talent in the younger. If that's why you hate me, it makes me proud.
Why, you conceited.
But I came here to thank you.
You... To thank me?
I will forget how miserable you made my life in school. But I shall never forget the inspiration you once gave me.
I don't understand.
One evening, a long time ago, when I first saw you on the stage, I felt then that I too must become an actress. A great actress like you. And when I read the story of your life, and your struggle, it gave me hope and strength. And it will always do so.
Just a moment,
But no, I don't want to be like you are. I do not want ever to hate others because they are young. I remember when I was starting and I encouraged them. As I've never been encouraged. Help them. Give them reassurance you never tried to give me.
Louise. Well, Charlotte, is she right? Well, there is a mirror. Look into it and see.
One of the girls from the school's been waiting to see you. That beautiful blonde one.
Nana, what does she want?
Well, ask her. She's in the parlor. Oh, and this came for you this afternoon.
Oh, a letter.
Oh. Andre's handwriting.
Yes.
After the way he behaved last night, the least he could do was make his apology in person.
It is not an apology.
What?
I expected something, but not so soon. Read it.
And so I'm forced to tell you in writing what I could not tell you personally. Believe me, it is for the best. My heart aches. I'll give him something for his aching heart. What's that man's phone number?
No, don't call him. Whoever's there will say anyway he's not at home. Give me the letter.
But you can't. Louise, where are you going?
You said Nana was waiting to see me. Hello, Nana.
Hello. Nice, tidy little place you have here.
What do you want, Nana?
I'm not sure myself. I guess I wanted to say I didn't mean it last night.
Last night?
At the nightclub. What I said about being around to watch you take a spill.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why it's been bothering me. You never do take a spill.
Nana, do you really hate me that much?
Hate you? I don't even dislike you. I wouldn't be here if I did.
Thank you.
It does annoy me, though, to see you breeze through life with those cooked-up dreams of yours. Putting your head under the guillotine and the knife never dropping on it.
Supposing the knife should drop. Would you be glad, Nana?
Maybe. I've tried to do the same thing and it's dropped on me, hadn't it?
Here's a letter.
A letter? What?
Read it. should make you very, very happy.
Oh, no!
Now I know how it feels to love someone who... Oh. Nana, you're crying.
Louise, I'm sorry.
I have no tears left. Except here, in the heart, you know. It's as though something is dying.
We should let Louise know how he feels.
Madame Charlotte would never expel her. I don't believe it.
Won't she, though? She's a cruel, unjust, terrible old beast.
Oh, here she comes.
Madame Charlotte.
Louise.
Good morning, Louise. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Louise. Louise, I just heard what happened. I'm terribly sorry.
I don't think she'll have you expelled. Do you really?
I know what she says.
Well, if it was me, I'd never have come today. Let that old witch humiliate
me. I want to run away. I'm a student. I have a right to be here until I'm...
Yes, she's coming.
Good morning, young ladies and gentlemen.
She doesn't look mad, exactly.
Like an iceberg, and that's worse.
Is Louise here?
Here, madame.
Come up, please.
Oh, look at this.
Last night, in the theater, the board of directors asked my advice on whom to cast in Jeanne d'Arc. They want a new, young, talented... actors, putting aside personal feelings and considering merit alone, Louise Maubert, I recommended you.
Oh, my darling.
This decision is not final, of course. The student playing a leading part in the National Theatre is most exceptional. All will depend upon you, Louise, what you show at rehearsals. I trust you will justify my confidence.
Madame Charlotte!
In fact, I'm sure you will.
Your life is spared to you. You will live out your life in prison.
Prison? I'm a farm girl. I've sat among my sheep and shed the sun. It's a rain upon me. I was a soldier of France. I slept under the stars. And now, I must live in prison.
You have confessed your heresy, but you must do penance for your sins.
No!
Louise,
The class wants me to ask you, our most distinguished... Oh, I can't make it.
Come on, Anna. Come on.
Louise, will you come to supper with us?
No, I'm sorry. I can't. I have an engagement.
Oh, no. Louise. Louise.
Thank you all for coming back. Thank you. Thank you so much.
L'âme au bain.
Oh, André.
So it all came true.
Yes.
I was out there tonight. You are the finest young actress I have ever seen.
Thank you, André.
We must celebrate your triumph in style, my darling. Where shall we go? Of all the places we went together, where shall we go to celebrate this night of nights?
André, I cannot go out with you tonight.
But you told the girls we had an engagement.
I have an engagement.
With someone else.
I'm sorry.
Never again with me?
No, André.
Another love? As though ours had never been? Was never real?
It is not like ours. It is different. It will last. It is my world.
I see. And to think I might have been part of all this. Responsible for it a little.
But you are, André.
Because I hurt you at a time when you needed me most.
Because you hurt me. And I learned a bit. I know now that one is to give joy and make people forget their troubles and hurts. It is good to understand hurt oneself.
I see. And all this is enough.
Yes. It is, I think, what I want most in life.
Well, then, good night, Louise. I hope there's more happiness for you than hurt.
Good night, André. And thank you. Thank you. Everything.
The last to leave the theater, mademoiselle?
Yes, yes. Come on, Annette. Good night.
Good night, mademoiselle Maubin.
Good night, dear. Tonight we take a cab.
But wait.
Louise, where are you going?
Across the street.
Oh, fine way to get killed, dashing between cars.
Look, Annette. The lights are still on.
Yes.
I haven't seen it before. Light. Look.
Louise Maubin in Jeanne d'Arc.
Annette. That's for me.
Yes. That's you.
And oh, it is not make-believe.
Louise Reiner will be back in just a moment. It's rather pleasant to have you back on an MGM show.
Thank you, Howard. It's fun to be back.
We've had an historic association together, Louise.
Historic? Sounds exaggerated.
Well, in the movies, we're noted for exaggeration. But you have done a remarkable achievement.
You haven't said colossal or stupendous yet.
I may any moment when I remind our listeners that you won the Academy Award 2 years in succession.
Oh, please, Howard.
All of us remember your performances as Olan in The Good Earth and Anna Held in The Great Ziegfeld. You wept so beautifully.
An actress likes scenes of extreme emotion. Weeping scenes or laughing scenes.
But the important scenes are the believable scenes, and you make the theater seem real.
Thank you, Howard.
And thank you, Louise Reiner.
Dramatic School was presented by arrangements of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Malaya, starring Spencer Tracy, James Stewart, Valentina Tarteza, Sidney Greenstreet, and John Hodiak. Martin Gable was heard as Andre Dabencourt. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marks B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz.